And you're listening to the Shady Time Station. I'm Josh Adachi, and I'm here flying solo for you tonight. I'm gonna do the podcast by myself because everyone's a little bit busy just at this particular time. I'm actually gonna go with Ray to a museum later with the Paunch and with Adam. The museum's called The Broad. I've been looking forward to seeing some of the pieces there. There's a Japanese artist who does installation art, and it's a lot of people are taking pictures of it. I'm not going to take a picture of it. I don't believe in taking pictures at museums. But I did see what it looks like, and it looks like it's going to be pretty cool. So I'm just going to give a quick recap. And today I'm going to touch upon the three R's. And I guess recap is also an R, but I'm going to talk about that, the nature of recapping or something like that. I'm going to talk about rehearsal, Ron, and recording. Those are the three R's today. So let's get right into it. Last night we had a rehearsal with me, Ray, Steve. Would have invited Ron, but it was a last-minute thing. We didn't really know if who was going to be available. And then also, the guy we share a space with used the space that evening as well. Actually, that was kind of uncool because we didn't get back to him and verify that he could. And he ended up wasting about a half hour of our lives. But that's okay. We only had like 2 hours to rehearse, and that's probably all we needed because we didn't really do anything. We actually didn't rehearse. We just wrote new ideas. I would call them songs, but they're more like just skeletons of songs. Some of them sounded pretty good. I think we did like two or three. One of them's about some guy named Jimmy who doesn't like the clothes that you wear, something like that. And the other one's about, what was the other one about? It had an interesting lyric that was like, everybody comes out of the dark. Are you in my heart? Are you in? Or something like that. And I remember singing those words and I don't know, it had a kind of a indie vibe to it. Hopefully we get a more regular rehearsal schedule. It seems like Yutaka, the guy from the other band, is looking to trade. And if we can trade for Saturday, that'd be pretty cool. Maybe we'd have like a Saturday morning rehearsal or something like that. Saturday mornings, which are my favorite of all times. Ron, sometimes I still think about Ron. Is he really going to be happy not really being a member of the group? Is he really going to be happy if he is a member of the group? I don't know. But I did talk to him about the whole situation and the way that I thought it might be a good idea to think about it right now is just that, well, maybe we're both still in our own bands, but we can think about our membership between those bands as flexible. Once his band actually gets started, we can help him at his shows, doing some backup singing, some backup acoustic guitar playing, whatever we can do to back up his project as he is currently invested in ours as well. That seems like a nice dream, and I'm just worried that it's more dreamlike than practical. But, you know, as long as everyone's getting along, for now, it doesn't really matter. Recording, Eric Palmquist got back to Ray. He said to call him. I don't know if Ray did call him, but he seemed like he'd be pretty available. This is the one-stop solution. It's also the most expensive solution. Well, it's also the quickest solution. I was thinking of other possibilities if this doesn't work out, or even just moving forward. All we really need is a place to record drums, and then somebody who can use their home studio to record us. And I'm thinking Rob Whalen would probably be a good person to talk to about that. I think he has a home recording studio, and he's obviously very talented and skilled. Only thing that kind of stopped us in the past, actually, I don't know really what happened, but I just remember feeling like he wasn't super enthusiastic about it, which is, it's really hard to tell because he's super positive all the time. So you're not sure if you're just, if he's being nice or something like that. So he was being super positive about everything, but it's just, and he wouldn't talk about pricing or anything like that. And I don't know, that's because he wants to do it for free or not. So I just don't know about that. Steve Schroeder, just haven't talked to him in a long time. He seems like he's more busy than he was, and now he has his own band. But he was really great to work with. I wonder what's happening at PRS Studios, mainly because I want to know if it is a place where you can actually record drums. I don't know if it exists or what. But yeah, maybe we'd look into that for our next recording. Not this one, though, because this one looks like we're going to go with Mr. Palmquist over at Infrasonic. What's it called? Palmquist at Infrasonic or something like that? Some, like, branded situation. Okay, so that's it for this episode of the Shady Time Station. Sorry it's so short. Oh, you're probably doesn't need to be any longer than this. But anyways, that's it. All right, so I'll see you next time.